You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Do you ever wish you could get inside the mind of your dog or your cat? Do you have no clue why your cat's hissing at your TV or your dog's trembling at the sight and sound of a skateboard? Well, you're in luck. Our special guest today can offer some safe and natural ways to shoo away upsetting emotions so that your pets can remain and enjoy a healthy state of mind. Our guests are Dr. Jean Hovey, a holistic veterinarian, and Jackson Galaxy, a noted cat behaviorist. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Arden.
All right, we're going to find out how we can help our dogs and cats in a natural, safe way right after we pay for this show. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guests today are Dr. Jean Hovey, which is hard to pronounce, but it's spelled H-O-F-V-E, correct?
Yep, rhymes with Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi! Well, there you go. Now I'll never forget that.
Exactly.
Dr. Bon Jovi Hovey. No, I'm just kidding. Dr. Hovey has been a veterinarian, and she got her degree at Colorado State, which is one of the top vet schools in the planet. She got the conventional training, but she also got trained in homeopathy and herbs and a whole slew of different holistic medicines. So in my book, this is a veterinarian who is very, very well-trained and knows her stuff. She now lives in the Denver area. You can check her out at spiritessence.com. That's spiritessence.com. In one of her many previous lives, she was the editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Holistic Veterinary Medical Association. Now, that's pretty top-notch. That's not just your little comic book. This is the real deal. You live with five fabulous felines, is that correct? Or what's our count up to now?
We're down to four.
Oh, okay.
The fifth one decided she liked my neighbor.
Oh.
Because he didn't have any other cats, and she wanted to be an only cat, and so she was in love with him. What could I do?
You can't stand
in the path of true love.
You can't, and you did the right thing. That's why you're an awesome veterinarian. So let's run down the names of your kitties.
I've got Puzzle and Flynn. They are a brother and sister act. They're 10 years old. And I have two younger brothers that were feral, born feral in Sacramento, and their names are Sundance and Spencer. They
nice
are
name.
Seven.
Okay, great. And our second guest is your cohort in helping pets enjoy life without being stressed out, and he is Jackson Galaxy. He was on our show last week. He is a nationally recognized cat behavior consultant. Boy, that sounds boring, doesn't it, Jackson? You're a cat man, dude. You know cats. You dig cats. You understand cats. You're a cat shrink. You're a cat whisperer. You just know things. So I'm very, very honored that you decided to come back on the show. Maybe you just want to be up for more punishment. You're back with me again? I mean, come on.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me again.
And you can check him out at jacksongalaxy.com. And then there's a third website that you two have conspired on, and that is littlebigcat.com. And what's that site all about, Dr. Jean?
That's an informational labor of love. There's over 70 articles, free articles in a big library, and people can go there and just get all kinds of information, sign up for our free newsletter, which has been slightly defunct since I had shoulder surgery last year, but we're getting ready to revive that. And there's just a ton of information on health, nutrition, behavior, pretty much anything you need to know about your cat, we got you covered.
Okay. You know, cats and dogs can't always convey emotions to us that we maybe interpret, but they have feelings just like us. Let's start with that. I think there's a sense out there that, you know, we have these stoic creatures, but they have feelings.
Oh, they have tremendous feelings. Dogs and cats are extremely sensitive. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that they're even more emotional than we are. They just don't have language to express it. So they have to express it in the ways nature provided them. In the case of dogs, it would be sometimes barking, whining, a little bit of snapping or aggression or fearful behavior. And for cats, the writing tools that nature gave cats are claws and pee. That's what they use to send us emails. And if you get an email from your cat in the form of a scratched up sofa or a peed on bed, they're not doing that out of spite. They're not doing it because you worked extra hours last week. They're not doing it because of any kind of spite or anger or anything like that. They are doing it as a cry for help. There's something that they need. There's something very wrong in their world that you need to deal with and fix for them.
Go ahead, Jackson.
Going back to our conversation from last week about reframing things, I think Jean just hit on a really important one, which is, you take spite or one of those anthropomorphized terms and they're doing it to get at me. And you say, no, this is stress. You know, it's all about stress. And one of the things that you just said was, well, the cat's not going to say I've got a stomachache from eating too much or whatever, but they will manifest stomach problems, GI problems, urinary tract problems because of the stress they're under. I mean, when Jean talks about how cats and dogs may have, and horses and other animals have more of an emotional state than we do, there isn't a social filter around these feelings. They just hit them, and they hit their bodies. They don't get filtered through rationalizing. It just, the stress goes right into the body, and that's why we see the emails that Jean was just talking about. That's why we see a lot of times, you know, contributions to urinary tract infections and other types of physical manifestations of stress.
I think you're hitting a good point. And how did you two even get together and realize you have complementary talents and skills that can help people and pets?
I was living in Sacramento. I was working for the Animal Protection Institute, which is an animal rights group. Our motto was kind of, we're not PETA, but because we were much less radical. It's still a very good group. They aren't doing so many small animal issues anymore, but I moved back to Colorado in 2001, and for the next year, all I heard from everybody I knew was, you've got to meet Jackson Galaxy up at the Boulder Humane Society. You've got to meet him. You guys, oh, man. So we heard about each other for months, years, whatever. And finally, we met at a gathering at an animal communicator friend's house, Kate Celesti. She was hosting an animal gathering, and all kinds of animal people were going. And we met, and the conversation went, oh, so you're Jackson. Oh, so you're Jean. Hey, we have a lot of stuff to do together. That was literally the conversation. It was
literally went for about 30 seconds before we said, we got work to do.
And we got work to do, and we have to do it.
Well, I'm glad you have teamed up. I feel like it's the dynamic duel for the pet, dog, horse, and other critter world. So people want to know a little bit about, in holistic medicine, the whole mantra is to do no harm, correct?
Yes, that is the idea, although neither the medical doctor Hippocratic oath or the veterinary oath, neither of them say that. Okay. But most of us get that point when we're going through school. It's a little difficult with animals when you're talking about do no harm, because we routinely do so much harm to animals. But in terms of our pets, of course, we're not going to do that. And we want to make life as good, gooder, and goodest as we possibly can for them.
I love this. I hope there's some grammar teachers out there listening in. Good, good, and gooder, and goodest. You got it? Just live with it.
I make up English as I go along. I really do.
That's okay. I do, too. You know, that's why I have this radio show. You know, we might have a whole new dictionary coming out. Yeah, you did, too. You had, what was your term, revocabulize?
Yes, revocabulize was my one from last week.
That's Jackson's
new
word.
I'd be really happy with that one.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, when it comes to some holistic options out there, there was this gentleman by the name of Edward Bach who created a bunch of essential oils that really do tap into different emotions. And I don't know if Dr. Jean wants to start explaining a little bit of it, and then Jackson, you pick up. But for our listeners, explain a little bit about who this man was and how flower essences can really help us and our pet's state of mind.
Well, okay, I'll give it a shot. Edward Bach was a British physician at the turn of the 20th century, the early 1900s. He was a physician, and he became kind of disgusted with the way medicine was practiced in those days. Of course, bleeding, leeches, and all the things that we're starting to do again after 100 years. But he felt that that was too invasive, and he wanted something else. So he trained in homeopathy, and he really liked homeopathy, and he really was a very intuitive man. And he finally got frustrated with homeopathy as well, because there are thousands of remedies, and you have to know get the right remedy, the right potency, the right dosing schedule, he wanted to create a system of medicine that everyone could have in their kitchen, that would be easy, that would be safe, and that would address what he felt were the emotional causes of illness. He thought that all illness and disease and all manifestations of disease had at their basic level an energetic disturbance arising in the emotional stress between what your path is supposed to be and where you actually are. He was kind of way ahead of his time, of course. He developed the flower essences. He retired from medicine, moved out to the country, and he would take long walks, and he would reflect on the plants, and he got an intuitive hit on some plants, what they were about and what they could do to help humans. So Dr. Bach basically discovered 38 flowers or buds, or there is one that isn't a flower. It's called rock water. It was from a pond. But he felt that they addressed all the mental states. He classified 7 mental states: lack of caring too much, depression, that kind of thing. And he wanted to create these essences to address all those states, and he felt that if he could address them at their most basic emotional level, that physical illnesses even would be cured down the road. But you had to address the underlying energetics and emotions before you were ever going to get true healing.
Wow. That's pretty powerful, just taking a walk in the park, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it, I tell you, I, you know, to this day, I'm making up a remedy for somebody, for one of my cats or something. And, you know, you're putting these little drops in a bottle of water, and then you're shaking the bottle of water, and then you're putting a few drops of that in a giant drinking fountain. And that's supposed to do something. It seems very voodoo and woo-woo. And every time I really get far away from my own intuition, when I get too far away, I'm going, voodoo, oh, this is weird. And by golly, you'll hear a story, or somebody will call and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. And you get confirmation every day that these things work. I can't explain it. It's quantum physics, whatever it is. it works.
Well, let me read a couple of Atta Girl, Atta Boys that you all both received on your Spirit Essence website from people. They have this picture of this adorable cat named Shu, who's one of eight cats that were integrated in a household in Arizona. And they use some of your remedies, Stress Stopper, Bull Remedy, and Self-Esteem to kind of smooth out this little harmony in the household. And the folks said, we can't express how grateful we are for your products. The effects are lasting, and everyone is so much happier. They're playing together. It's just wonderful to have all these cats happy and content. And then there's one, I love this picture of a pug that looks like he's on a bed with a little bed on top of the bed, who's used the Night Owl Remedy to help a very energetic pug named Sheba get back on track. And the good news is the owner is actually now gets to get a good night's sleep. And so you actually are benefiting people and pets all over the planet. And that's where we can have Jackson come up to the mic and say, yeah!
Yes!
I have to echo what Jean said before. I mean, I'm a born skeptic. And, you know, I guess it's the New Yorker in me that just, you know, wants to, whatever, you know. And especially when you don't have proof, you know, in the famous words of Paul Simon, proof is the bottom line for everyone. And when you don't have, when you can't look under the microscope and say, okay, this is what makes up this remedy and this is why your animal's responding to it, people tend to dismiss it. But let me tell you something, every day at this point, we are getting emails, pictures, phone calls from people saying, amazing, you know, and like Jean said, I will go, really? That's my first, after all these years, that's still my first, really? You know? And and then, of course, you go back to that trusting thing where you say, yeah, I really, the intent behind it, the amount of essences that we now gather from all over the world, the intent behind the people who make those essences, you know, what I think is a great sort of harmonic convergence, and we've gotten results. And the most important thing is that it also, I think, is the kind of modality, among other ones, that also in a sort of tangential way sort of influences the bond between you and your animal, because you are giving something to it. It's not just about dropping a pill in their mouth. It's not about restraining them so that you can, you know, medicate. It's about giving the intent of calm and saying, I understand you're stressed out here. Let me help. And that works, you know. We see it over and over again.
We're speaking with Dr. Jean Hovey, a holistic veterinarian, and Jackson Galaxy, who is a very talented cat behavior consultant. The two of them teamed up and have created a line of natural, safe, flower essence-based products under the heading of Spirit Essence. We're going to tap into some of the emotions that pets have and what we can do about that right after we take this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbacks and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Obehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's Pet Edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're having a very deep chat with Dr. Gene Hovey, a holistic veterinarian in Jackson Galaxy. I love his name, who knows everything about cats and dogs, and he's the cat whisperer, you know, he's the cat shrink. We had him on the show last week. Together, they are helping dogs, cats, gosh, probably pigs, horses, and people get back to a natural, healthy state of mind, because we do know that the mind and the body do play a good interconnective role with one another. If you've ever gotten stressed out, you might feel like a stomach ache or a headache. Well, guess what? Our pets do the same. We talked a little bit. I was talking to you about my dog, Chipper, a golden retriever husky, who is the most confident, happy-go-lucky dog on this planet until she sees or hears a skateboard, and then she turns into a 60-pound puddle, which is probably why I'll never have, you know, Tony Hawk invited over for dinner. But that said, what can I do? And what you did help me out a little bit. I'm trying it for the first few days, but let's talk about one of your Bach flower products called Stress Stopper, and why that might help for a dog who otherwise seems very confident.
When we first talked about Chipper, Stress Stopper was sort of the obvious choice to me, because exactly how you described Chipper, that it was about a confident animal in a situation that was beyond their handling. When Stress Stopper first, when Gene first came up with Stress Stopper, it was about thunderstorms. It was about, you know, 4th of July. It was about things where an abnormal circumstance for a quote-unquote normal animal. And Chipper fit that to the T. And, you know, our first goal was to peel Chipper off the ceiling when a skateboard came down the street.
So we appreciate
that's
that.
Really, yeah, and that's what we went for. So it's not the kind of formula that we use like other ones where it's you know, every day, and we do it a bunch of times during the day, and it's ongoing, a maintenance formula, we would call it. This is an as-needed formula that we use in those circumstances, and from what I'm hearing from you, it sounds like things are going okay.
Yeah, so far, so good. Now, what kind of flower essences would you say are in the Stress Stopper, just to give our listeners a little idea?
Well, I would have to look. I mean, we use between 15 and 20 essences per remedy, which is a lot more than Dr. Bach was comfortable with back in the day. And we do use essence lines from all over the planet. So it's definitely, trying to keep track of what's in there. And the other thing that we do is we're constantly updating what's in the remedy. Mm-hmm. Because every time we get another line that comes in, like right now we've been incorporating Green Hope Farm from New Hampshire, and so every time we say, oh, we found a new line that we want to bring in, then all of a sudden things change, we add or subtract. So, for instance, what's in Stress Stopper, I'm just going to start running stuff down from...
just some of the main ones, just to give people an idea. Yeah, yeah, you don't have to give away, you know, Colonel Sanders' secret recipe.
Line, if you go to spiritessences.com and you mm-hmm. just click on Stress Stopper, we publish all of the ingredients. We don't want to hide anything from you guys, and we actually want to brag on it. You know, for instance, we have our own, Dr. Jean has come up with Rocky Mountain Essences. It's her line, and we use it in pretty much every one of the remedies as well. But for instance, just to pick from some of the essence lines that we use here, we use the Healing Herbs, which is Flower Essence Society's Bach flower line. We we do use the aspen and mimulus in there. From Flower Essence Society, we do use cat's claw, Kauai, Starman essences from Kauai.
Oh, my favorite place to vacation. That's a great place.
Beautiful. Right? And, you know, again, it's one of those things where you talk about flowers that grow in the soil of Kauai, and you think, okay, it's different than English flowers. It's different from the essences from the Rocky Mountain areas. And speaking of the Rocky Mountain areas, one of our favorite lines is from our friends over at Watersong Sanctuary, and they actually provided us with a hawthorn tree in Stress Stopper. And also Green Hope Farm. One of my favorite ones is a flower called the Watchman, and that is exactly what it says it is. It's a protection. Again, you'd have to go to, I don't know, there, but you just Google Green Hope Farm. And Molly, who runs Green Hope Farm, she has lengthy descriptions of all of her flowers. And the Watchman, there was a great synopsis on that flower that really led me to saying, well, we got to have this. So
okay.
It's
well, that's good.
It's Christmas, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stress Stopper specifically is actually used more like rescue remedy because it's for that short-term stress. But because we have all these really cool essences in it that give it more depth and more breadth, and if I may get a little woo-woo, it's a higher vibration, a higher frequency. Bach essences are very, very basic, mm-hmm. and some of the lines we use seem much more, they would be like the equivalent of a high potency in homeopathy. We don't mm-hmm. talk about potency exactly with essences because that's a homeopathic term, but we do find that they're more fine-tuned. They're much more delicate, but they're very powerful. So I call Stress Stopper rescue remedy on steroids, although steroids aren't in it. Don't worry about that. I don't give any.
Well, the other thing to definitely emphasize is that all of these are very safe and non-toxic and non-addictive, mm-hmm. correct?
Absolutely.
And they work for people, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is that they will not interfere with medications that your vet has prescribed. If the animal's on something for GI problems, adding in one of our formulas like Happy Tummy, which is for that stress I was speaking of before, specifically associated mm-hmm. with GI problems, then we're hitting things, we're embodying the spirit of holistic practice, which is we're getting it from our end. We're getting the energetic kapow, and we're getting the other kapow, and we're addressing the animal body and mind. And so, you know, we never make claims that essences are going to solve physical problems, but we can help. We can assist by balancing the energy.
You know, an important area is we are an on-the-go society. I do a lot of work and find myself having to travel with my cats and my dogs. They act like my furry Vanna White when I give talks. I took Chipper and my cat Callie to the Chinese veterinary speech, and, you know, they couldn't believe that my cat was 14 and still alive, and that, you let dogs sleep on your bed? Yeah, I do. Busted. Anyway, but the point is this, we travel a lot. What are some no-nos that we should never do when we're traveling, especially by air with our pets? And what are some things that we can do to make that journey, whether it's by car or by air, a little bit safer and saner for our pets? We'll start with you, Dr. Jean.
Well, the first thing, especially if you're traveling by air, but really for any travel, I don't recommend tranquilizers at all.
Okay. All right.
And especially if they're going in the cargo hold of the airplane, because mm-hmm. think of yourself, now you're a Chihuahua, and you get...
How did you know that's what I look like? Yeah, I got big ears, little body.
There is a picture on the website, Arden, sorry.
All right. So
you're a Chihuahua, and you're a nervous temperament anyway. You know, you like to stay home, you like to cuddle, and now you get put in a box, driven to the airport. People who smell
Thank
funny
you. Wow,
take
wow.
you. And, yeah. you're taken to a very drafty, noisy, smelly, bizarre place, all kinds of incredibly loud noises. I mean, remember now, your hearing is about 50,000 times better than it was when you were still a human. And on top of this, so now you're terrified. You're terrified. And on top of it, somebody gave you a tranquilizer and you feel weird. So just tranquilizing an animal, they fight it. It makes them very frightened to lose control. And they don't know what's happening. It's like somebody slipped you LSD. It's their very tranquilizer. It shuts down the behavior because it makes them incapable of responding. But I think it creates even more fear than what you had to start with. So never, never, never use tranquilizers with air travel.
Good point.
And especially the cargo, because it inhibits them from being able to regulate their body temperature, because the cargo hold is not temperature regulated to as great an extent as the cabin. It can get very, very hot sitting on the tarmac in Dallas in July, or it can get very, very cold at 37,000 feet. So you want that animal to be capable of responding. Very important. One thing that you can do, for example, for car sick dogs, you can give them a ginger root in capsules, mm-hmm. or some fresh grated root about a half an hour before you travel. It helps with car sickness. There are several homeopathic remedies that deal specifically with that type of motion sickness. Ipecac is one. I think Cocculus is one. But we, of course, like our flower essences. And let me just tell you, when I started using flower essences when I was in vet school.
Mm-hmm.
And previously I had moved my two old cats who are now on the other side. But I had moved them back and forth across the country a number of times. And always the first thing that would happen is Spirit would poop all over the car.
Yeah.
Spirit is, she graced our company with the name Spirit Essences. It's named after this little black cat that I had for 20 years. Oh. And they would scream. And I would drive to California and they would scream all the way to California. And
wow! Like that, right?
Yes. The I am being axe murdered in the back.
Help me, she's crazy! Why is she taking me there?
Very unpleasant to travel with. I started them on flower essences. So I just tried, I think I just used Rescue Remedy, threw a couple drops in their water for a few days, put them in the carriers, put them in the car, took off down the road, and on the way up, the first time, I had driven up with my head out the window because it was so foul in the car. And I hear from the back, meow, not another peep, nothing. Bring them into the new house, open the carrier doors, they walk out, they say, so this is where all the furniture went. They never hid, they never freaked, they didn't cry. I was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So it's very powerful stuff, and fear is actually one of the very easiest things to treat. It's very easy to deal with fear with essences. It seems to remove all those layers of, and get them back down to their basic coping skills. It helps them find their own ability to deal.
It's a really important point, by the way, to say that what essences allow people and animals to do is to let their own electrical system align. We can inform our own bodies. We just need to be guided sometimes, and that's really what it's about. It's not that, it's not that sort of what we've come to recognize as American medicine, which is you take pills, pill make you better, the pills don't make you
better.
Exactly. And again, it's all a little temporary. And I mean, the fact that we have something available to us that just allows our natural healing state to help itself, it is really something that I'm proud to be a part of.
Well, what's the drops in the water isn't always going to work with a cat. And so let's explain briefly just somehow the easy ways that you can give some of these flower essence products to our dogs and our cats, because cats aren't going to be just look in a water bowl,
Some of them actually get to look forward to it, but not necessarily.
All right, Jackson, what's the best way?
There's so many ways. And I think, pointing out cats is really important, because I think in most cats, I think, giving it to them orally is, to me, it's kind of not part of the equation, because it instills a little bit of stress, and dogs are a little easier about oral application. So we just basically put the kibosh on that one. So what we do is, I think it's basically getting it into their energy field as best we can. So that includes the bowls of water, it includes wet food. Also, we now sell spirit essences with a spray top bottle, so you can mist the most important social areas of the house, you know, their beds, your bed, the couches, the litter box areas. In the case we're talking about in the cars, you mist the kennel, you mist the car, and so you're basically just making sure it's around them. If they're afraid, you can even take a dropper and just drop on the top of the paws, and that way they're bound to clean it off themselves at that point, and it gets in there. So it's about a little bit, goes a long way. You know, you don't have to put a half a bottle in there to get a response. It's just about how many different ways can you get it into their energy field. So that means all the ways I've talked about, and any way that you can think of also. You know, Gene and I have been constantly surprised at how people say, you know what, I used it this way, and we hadn't thought about that, and this way worked, you know. I think it's your energy too, right?
It's your energy that the way you present it. When I was spritzing, of course, chipper, and before we take our walks where I know the kids have the skateboards, I had a great energy about me, like, we are going to have an awesome walk. Spritz, spritz.
Absolutely.
Ready, Chip? Let's go. And I think that might help too,
it's
right?
It's so important. It's so important. And that's what I was talking about before. And again, you know, we're always so careful about, you know, getting into the woo-woo-y area here. But when you talk about sort of intentional therapies like this, and you're saying, look, if you feel that this is going to help, and that's the energy you bring to an application, whether it's taking her for the walk or applying the stress stopper to her, then you are giving yourself a leg up in the situation, giving her a leg up as well.
Well, she doesn't usually put her leg up, but, you know, because she's a girl, but I understand what you're saying.
I was going to say, you know, I was waiting for you to jump on that one. You're a little slow on that.
Man, I was just too easy. I know. But I'm absorbing all this information. My energy field is absorbing. You know, we're getting running out of time, so I just want to know if there's any quick little tidbit of advice you want to impart on our listeners before we bid adieu. I'm sure we're going to have you both back on again because you have so much more to say, but we'll start with you, Dr. Jean. Is there anything you want to have any parting advice?
I am not so anti-giving cats things by mouth because with essences, all you have to do is put a drop on your finger and rub it in the corner of their mouth, and cats love to have people rub in that spot. So the way you increase the dose is to give more often, not more volume. So you don't have to pour a gallon of it on them.
Right.
It does not take much. A couple of drops is all you need. So, you know, you don't have to force it down their throat. It just needs to touch the cat or get, you can mist the house if it's a stressful situation involving multiple animals. Yeah, mist it everywhere. Do your whole house. I used to go to my clinic every Saturday morning and mist the whole thing from top to bottom. And then I always misted the exam room between appointments because if I had a cat that wigged out, the next three cats would wig out. And the essences took care of all of that negative energy. So they're easier than you can even imagine, and they're way cooler.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And Jackson, we'll hear from you.
One of the points of advice I give all my clients, whether they be, you know, essence clients or behavior clients, is never say no to something that sounds a little out there in terms of the benefits that your animal could possibly experience. I've seen amazing results in a lot of more holistic-based therapies, whether that be something that now is widely acknowledged as effective, like acupuncture, or whether it be chiropractic, or whether it be cranial sacral therapies, you know, anything, and now we're finding sound therapy, you know, certain types of music. These things work, and they wouldn't be around, you know, if you take a look at acupuncture, it wouldn't be around for thousands of years if it didn't work. And it does. And I've seen amazing results with my own animals, so, as well as my clients, and I know Gene has as well, so, you know, keep your mind open because your animal's well-being might very well depend on it.
I think that's well put. I want to again take this opportunity to thank our special guest, Dr. Gene Hovey, a holistic vet, and Jackson Galaxy, an amazing man when it comes to cats and other pets. Together, they have teamed up their talents and forces, and they have, you need to dash over to their respective websites. There is spiritessence.com. littlebigcat.com and jacksongalaxy.com. In addition, I want to also thank Mark Winter, my awesome producer. He keeps me sane. He makes this show happen every week. So tune in to my show and the rest on Pet Life Radio. You will be in for a treat. You will really learn a lot about pets. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.